Beyond Clean is doing several bonus updates, getting perspectives from the field as we are all just now getting used to dealing with COVID-19. And joining us is Dr. Patrick O'Malley, an emergency physician who is practicing outside of Columbia, South Carolina. Patrick, I really appreciate you coming on and just giving us your perspectives. Obviously, you're right there on the front lines.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the opportunity to be able to share what's going on. Everywhere across the country, people are kind of in different stages of this. And obviously in the major metropolitan areas, Pacific Northwest, in the Northeast, we are seeing emergency physicians are connected on various social media platforms, and we're seeing what is going on in real time. Fortunately, where I am in a small hospital in somewhat rural South Carolina, outside of Columbia, South Carolina, we are seeing some of the anxiety. The people are kind of questioning it. Our patients are curious. But we've been very blessed and very fortunate that we haven't actually seen any documented cases yet. We're not seeing some of these severe respiratory illnesses that our colleagues across the country are having to manage, oftentimes simultaneously. The biggest thing that we're seeing and the biggest concern from the people who are on the front line is the lack of personal protective equipment. And that's what's really got people scared, rightfully so. So hopefully all the powers that be are doing the right things and removing the roadblocks and the regulations so that we can get the equipment that we need to be able to protect ourselves. You know, we're working community-wide to try to get people to stay home and really try to heed the warnings and take this whole social distancing thing very seriously.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about flattening the curve, and we've heard a little bit about supplies, and I think the general consumers know what's going on at the stores, people buying exuberant amounts of hand sanitizer and gloves and masks, which now has a limit on it. But the strain on supply chain has been quite significant for all hospitals. What other kinds of preparations are you going through that's really relevant to that frontline staff in the emergency room, like the availability of testing, preparing for testing? What's that like?
Our department's leadership is meeting on a daily or every other day basis. I have not been privy to those meetings myself, but I'm in communication with our department director, our nursing manager, even our materials management. And it's being taken very, very, very seriously. And I think all the hospitals, small and large, are doing what they can, you know, trying to have open lines of communication with local and state agencies to hopefully get the most up-to-date information and make sure that the resources are going to be there. If there's any emergency stockpile, you know, for equipment, anything like that, I think that all the hospitals are going to be working together. If there's some that have a lot of extra equipment, I think that they're going to be working with those who are undersupplied. So it's going to be an interesting time, and I look forward to seeing how everybody comes together, and it's going to be an interesting month for sure.
Yeah, that's a big thing. We have an opportunity to really come together as a community, and I really hope that you remain blessed in yours and definitely at the hospital that you're practicing in today. Thank you so much for giving us an update, and good luck and stay safe.
Thank you, and thanks for what you guys do.